Hey, Audio Boo and Twitter. Hope you guys are doing okay. I am trying, really trying, not to get sick. I woke up with a little bit of a sore throat this morning, and we've been running around all weekend getting Jonathan's birthday party ready for Saturday, and I've got family coming up, and so just been getting things ready around here. Yesterday, I think we went to Walmart, and I think a lady that was talking to us, I think she was sick, but she just weirded me out. She was like really weird. She was trying to get the baby's attention, and he was just like not having it. And then she like reeked of alcohol, so it was like really gross. And it was just like really weird because she kept trying to talk to him, and she's like trying to tickle him. And I was like, no, you are way too close there, lady. Yeah. I don't know. It's just weird when people that I don't know try to get close to my son. I'm sure your parents have felt that way, like people you don't know come and try and talk to him, talk to your child, and you're like, okay, you're a little too close. Yeah. But I think she got the hint because I wasn't paying attention to her or answering her. And if you hear him crying, I'm sorry, he's down for a nap and he's fighting his sleep. So but yeah, she finally got the hint and left. Thank goodness. She was like really annoying. But we got stuff done. His theme is Mickey Mouse. He likes watching Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, and he loves Mickey Mouse. I mean, he likes all the characters, but his favorite is Mickey Mouse. And so his birthday party is going to be Mickey Mouse theme. We got decorations, and we're going to get some balloons. It's not going to be anything huge. Not like, you know, really huge. We're just going to have family and friends over and just have a barbecue and some cake. We got his cake yesterday. It's chocolate cake. And it says, "Happy Birthday, Jonathan." And it's got Mickey Mouse on it. And then with this cake, we get a small cake for him, a smash cake, they call it. That was free. And that one's going to have blue balloons and red, and says, "Happy first birthday, Jonathan." So looking forward to that. That's going to be interesting to show him what to do with it. Yep. So I will have to make a recording of it and share it with you guys. I'll put it on my Olympus and share it. So, yep. Anyway, I was going to come in here and ask a question, but I got sidetracked talking about birthday party stuff and all that. Anyway, my question is, I don't know if, I think this must be an iOS thing, because every time I go to the app switcher to close an app, I see like my contacts up there. Does anybody know how to get rid of that? Because it's like really annoying. Yeah, it's just that part that's like really irritating. And I discovered that my Bluetooth keyboard does not work with this update. Yeah, I can go like from item to item, but I can't open anything. Or if I'm in a text field, I can't do anything with it. I can't type or anything. So yep. Anyway, just wondering if anybody else has experienced those two issues and if you found any solution to it. So anyway, I will let you guys go for now, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye for now.